Joining us on the line right now from Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper, it's Jill Jedlicka. We're talking about algae blooms and the health of our waterways in western New York. The latest coming out of Orchard Park, where Green Lake is, well, exactly that. It's green. Closed for the foreseeable future from algae blooms that can produce toxins sprouting there. Jill, thanks so much for being on with us once again here on WBEN. We'll start there in Orchard Park. What can you tell us about Green Lake and why, how this happened, why it's not safe to go in?
Well, good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me this morning. Yes, with Green Lake, unfortunately, it's you know, another incidence of what we're seeing trending up here in Western New York is you know, these algae blooms that are occurring much earlier than normal and lasting longer, and also affecting waterways that they may or may not have impacted so much in the past. The magic question is, okay, what is causing this? What's triggering it? Oftentimes with harmful algal blooms, it's not always the obvious smoking gun. We can't say for certain, you know, this is the direct correlation, the direct cause. But what we can understand through our data and observations is there are conditions that when they come together, they're ripe for these harmful algal blooms, and that's higher water temperatures. There is slow moving water, which is more of like a stagnant, and there's that flow in there. And oftentimes there's a higher level of nutrient input into those waterways. So it can be runoff from surrounding land areas, like fertilizers, pesticides, and other overflow events that feed nutrients into these systems that feed these algae blooms.
Well, Jill, how can they be harmful to people and even pets?
Well, algae itself is a naturally occurring component of in the environment and the bacteria that live in there. It's, you know, it's the basis of the food chain. But it's when the conditions combine to have explosive growth and they kind of take over systems, you know, through the life cycle of these algae blooms, as they start to die, the byproducts given off by whether it's cyanobacteria or other forms of bacteria in those algae blooms, they produce toxins. They're called microcystins. And those are toxic to their neurotoxins, and they can be highly toxic in particular to pets and wildlife, and even pose a risk for humans who may ingest the water that they come in contact with.
Well, this is not new here in Western New York. We've heard about it a lot, but maybe less frequently. I don't know. You could probably could tell us better than what I get. It feels like this was a big problem. It went away for a while. But over the past couple of years, have we been hearing more about the algae and water being unsafe in certain areas?
Well, absolutely. Two things. One, you know, the data that, you know, we're collecting, whether it's the agencies collecting it or organizations like mine, like Waterkeeper, who are collecting it, we're starting to study and analyze these water bodies a little bit better. But it's very, you know, difficult to monitor every stream and creek and pond out there. So we're getting better at the data collection. But we also do know through that data that these incidences are occurring more. Like I had mentioned before, they're happening earlier in the season. We didn't used to see these until maybe July or August, but now we're sometimes we're seeing them as early as May. And they persist longer, and they're even larger and more intense. And those are really indicators of the conditions, whether it's climate change or the altered flow or human impact. Like I said, algae blooms are part of nature, but there is definitely a human component that is making them worse.
Are other local waterways vulnerable to what's happening at Green Lake? And are you being asked to come out and test waters?
Well, there are other, you know, the waterways that we know of right now that we're monitoring, and the New York State DEC does track them as much as possible. We're seeing them in Ellicott Creek and Tonawanda Creek. We've certainly seen them in Hyde Park Lake and Niagara Falls. This latest incident in Green Lake and Orchard Park. We know about them at Chautauqua Lake and the Finger Lakes throughout the state. So, yes, we are seeing them in wide swaths of areas all over Western New York. But the problem is there's not a task force or workforce that's out there or a regulatory agency that goes out and monitors all these water bodies. But Waterkeeper, we do get quite a few phone calls from concerned residents and towns and so forth. And we're doing the best that we can with, you know, as a nonprofit organization to try and deploy our resources to go out and do that monitoring. And we're trying to help the agencies as much as possible to document where these are happening.
A lot of attention's been focused on this in recent days because of what we're seeing in the Olympics in Paris, right? The Seine River, and is it safe to swim in? And they've done all these upgrades. No one's been allowed to swim in it for years and years. Now these Olympians have gone over. This kind of high-profile, you know, event in the water, and looking at water safety, does it maybe do wonders for organizations like yours that have been trying to talk about this for many, many years here?
Well, I think it might be a blessing and a curse, right? Nobody wants to have to talk about poor water quality, but you know, the quality of our water is a great unifier for all of us. We all, you know, rely on fresh water and as you know, just to keep us alive and as part of our lifestyles and our economies. But I think having the high visibility of, you know, the issues with the Seine in Paris, and understanding that people are not separated from their environment. We are part of the environment. And we have to maintain the health of our water systems if we're going to protect our own health, our own economies, and our recreational aspects of it. So any you know, issue that can kind of bring us together all towards problem solving on these issues is, you know, we've got to make the best of it.
Yeah. And, you know, finally, I'm just wondering, how do waters clear when they have an algae bloom?
Sure. Well, sometimes it may take a rain event to flush out the system. But even with, you know, a moderate rain event, you might still have these life forms in these systems, because like I said, you know, algae and you know, the bacteria that exist in these systems are the basis of the food chain. And a lot of times they can be harmless, you know, and also if we reduce the amount of nutrients or food that we're providing for these colonies, whether it's a sewer overflow, whether it's, you know, proper application or no application of fertilizers and pesticides or runoff that way, the better we can control our land use practices and what we're putting in the water, then the better off that we are in terms of minimizing the risk to people and pets.
Well, Jill, thanks so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it. And we'll continue to watch what's going on in Orchard Park and across Western New York.